Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming joins 17 states to review merger of Albertsons and Kroger. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Although Wyoming has not put out a public statement about the $25 billion merger between grocer giants Albertsons and Kroger, the state is listed in an SEC filing by Albertsons as among those reviewing the merger under state and federal antitrust laws, according to Cowboy State Daily. Wyoming appears in a list of 17 states, including the District of Columbia, that have been provided waivers by Albertsons and Kroger to coordinate their reviews with the Federal Trade Commission. Kroger and Albertsons are already the number one and number two largest supermarkets in the nation. If the merger goes through, the two chains between them would have 4,996 stores, or about one-fifth of the supermarket sector, according to Cowboy State Daily. The company has said it would spin off or sell between 100 and 375 stores to maintain competitiveness in the supermarket sector. Traditionally, the FTC has looked at just specific geographic areas and overlapping stores to determine whether a deal is anti-competitive. But in this case, according to a Wall Street Journal report, the FTC is asking retailers and wholesalers across the United States for their views of the merger. Albertsons continues to maintain that the merger is the best way for the two chains to remain competitive in the grocery market sector. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.